The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Maurer looking, finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beck Hughes, and he wants to run. Slings it to Streaky Maurer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halet Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Now Taggart to Stempien on the left wing, back up top. Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in. And warm greetings from Coldwater High School. Unfortunately, it's the only thing that's warm going on right now. A temperature of 3 degrees at the airport as we hit the air with Coldwater Cardinal boys basketball on this Tuesday night. The Coldwater Cardinals taking on the Tecumseh Indians. The JV game went to overtime. There's 37 seconds left in the overtime period. And Coldwater with a slim 60-58 lead. If we wind up going into a second overtime, we'll be sure to bring you bonus coverage of that. I'm Sean Watson. My broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, is in the midst of coaching this very tight contest between Coldwater and Tecumseh on the JV side. Just two games here tonight. The varsity game will tip off about 15 minutes after we get this one completed. The applause that you hear behind me is something that the Coldwater fans have been wanted for a long, long, long time. A technical foul against the coach of the Tecumseh JV team, Mr. Adam Benscoter, who once upon a time was the athletic director at Adrian High School. Well, he's been around the block a few times in the Lenawee County area. Set up the matchup on the varsity boys side between Coldwater and Tecumseh. The Cardinals coming in with a 1-7 overall record following the loss up Battle Creek Central 67-47. The Bearcats outscore the Cardinals 28-11 in the first quarter of that game last Friday, but after that, fairly evenly played. Each team winning the remaining three quarters by only a three-point margin, 15-12 for Coldwater in the second quarter, 15-12 for Battle Creek Central in the third, 12-9 for the Bearcats in the fourth. For the Cardinals, Logan Taggart with a double-double, why we named him McDonald's Player of the Game. He had 15 points and 10 rebounds. And then after that, Ryan Hadley off the bench with 7. Scout Case and Luke Stempien each with 5. Luke Stempien also had 6 rebounds to help out the Cardinals. Nate Waterbury sinks the free throws as we get a little bit of a taste of the end of the JV game. After the technical foul against the Tecumseh bench, Nate Waterbury drained a couple of free throws to give the Cardinal JVs a 62-58 lead. Bump at midcourt. Loose ball is going to be picked up in the backcourt by Coldwater. 25 seconds left in the quarter. A big mugging of Nate Waterbury at half court. Zach Watkins picking up the foul, his second. Only the team nine, so 1-1 for Nate Waterbury. The Cardinals clinging to a four-point lead, 24.4 seconds left in the first overtime. Getting back to the matchup on the varsity side as Waterbury missed on the front end of the 1-1 trip. Leading the way for the Cardinals all season long has been Logan Taggart. He's now averaging 13.1 points per game. He's also the leading rebounder at a shade under 5.4. Next on the list, Luke Stempien up his scoring average to 9.25 points a game. He and Ryan Mock are each rebounding 3.25 times on average throughout the season. Some of the other leaders on this year's squad. As we approach the halfway point of the season, Ryan Mock averaging 5.25 points Ryan Hadley, 4.5. Grant Maurer, 4.25. Meanwhile, the Tecumseh Indians, under a first-year head coach by the name of Scott Norkey, well, they've been having their struggles. They are 0-7 coming into tonight's game. They compete in a very tough league, the Southeastern Conference, where there's a lot of interplay between both of the red and white divisions in the league. Their season has looked like this. They open up with a loss at Parma Western, 52-28. Lost at Carleton Airport, 44-28. Lost to Ann Arbor Skyline, 52-25. Lost at Dexter, 50-38. Final game before their Christmas break. Lost at Chelsea, 41-34. Lost at tough Ann Arbor Huron, 63-19. And last Friday, they lost against Adrian, one of their arch rivals. Final score, 44-42. Noah Ouellette for Tecumseh led the way with 22. Ben Van Adder and Jeff Arnett had 6 apiece. Arnett also had 5 rebounds to lead the way. It's a very young team that Coach Scott Norkey has inherited from his predecessor. Only 2 seniors, Phil Carey, who doesn't get that much playing time, and Ben Van Adder, one of the leaders, leading scorer for this Tecumseh team, still looking for their first win of the season, is Noah Ouellette. He's also the leading rebounder, averaging 10.1 points and 6 rebounds a game on average. And then next on the list scoring, the second leading scorer is actually Silas Robitaro, averaging 5 points a game. Van Adder averaging about 4.9 points a game. Well, I have more with the head coaches, Scott Norkey for Tecumseh and Brian Kelly for Coldwater coming up. Quick update at the end of the JV game. It's now 63-58. A 3-pointer bounces and falls in for Zach Watkins, making it 63-61. Cardinals with a 2-point lead, and the head coach of the Tecumseh JVs, Adam Benscoter, calling a timeout. He has one left. Quinn Berry has none for Coldwater. Both teams in the double bonus in the possession era right now, pointing toward Tecumseh. If there is a jump ball, time is not on Tecumseh's side. 63-61, Coldwater leads in the JV game. Just 1.1 seconds left. While the Tecumseh Indians made their way out of Lenawee County to come to the Coldwater High School gym, the Coldwater girls, fresh off their win against Bronson last night, are traveling to Lenawee County. They are taking on the Adrian Maples at Adrian High School. If we can get scoring updates from the games out there, we'll be sure to pass them along over the course of our broadcast. Get you bonus coverage at the end of the JV game, and then we'll carry on with the rest of our pregame show, the pregame comments with the varsity head coaches Scott Norkey for Tecumseh and Brian Kelly for Coldwater. It'll be Coldwater ball in the backcourt coming out of the timeout following the made 3-pointer by Zach Watkins. Inbounding the ball will be Brendan Spangler. Nate Waterbury's hacked. And that's deep in the backcourt. There's only a tenth of a second left. I wonder if we're going to get some time put back up on the clock. Zach Watkins assessed the foul. His 4th. Oh, Nate Waterbury. Back of the line, just a tenth of a second left. First of 2 from the charity stripe coming up for Waterbury. He dips and shoots and scores. 3-point game. The best that the Indians can do with just that tenth of a second showing on the clock is to launch a full court heave and have it sink in for a 3-pointer. Well, it winds up being a moot point. It's now a 2-possession game. The game is effectively over. The ball is rolled in. Half-court shot. Hits the top of the bracket, supporting the basket on the west end of the court. In overtime in the JV game, Coldwater with a 65-61 victory over Tecumseh. The rest of our pregame coverage coming up after this 3-minute break. That includes interviews with Scott Norkey, the head coach of the Tecumseh Indians varsity, and with Coldwater varsity head coach Brian Kelly. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Tecumseh Indians make their first visit to Coldwater High School in a long time, if ever. We're checking in with Scott Norke. He is the first-year head coach of the Indians, but you have been with the Tecumseh program for how long now?
This is my sixth year.
Coming into tonight's game with an 0-7 record, so it sounds like with a first-year head coach, there's a little bit of a learning curve as you're trying to implement some of the things that you want to put into the program.
We're extremely young. We only have two seniors. Actually, just trying to carry over what our last coach did, adding some of my own twist to it, but really just trying to carry over what he put in place before he left.
So, as I mentioned, the 0-7 record, but have you been seeing improvement from game to game?
We have not put together a whole game. We've done three quarters. Or we'll do a quarter and then have a bad quarter and then put together two quarters. So we're looking just to put together a whole game of good, solid basketball right now.
Of course, you play in a very tough league, the Southeastern Conference, which features in the various divisions Adrian and Chelsea, Dexter, who Coldwater has seen already, all three Ann Arbor Public High Schools. So never an easy night, really, in that league.
No, we play 12 games against Class A schools. And then we have two games against our crosstown rival, Adrian, two games against our rival, Chelsea, and then we try and fit four non-conference games in there.
of which Coldwater happens to be one of them. Now, tell us a little bit about this year's team and who your leaders have been.
You know, we've bounced around with our starting lineup. The one consistent player has been Noah Ouellette. He is a sophomore. He leads us in scoring, leads us in rebounding. Just a very solid player.
Tonight's opponent, the Coldwater Cardinals. Did you have a chance, say, to scout them out when Dexter came out here for the Holiday Hoops Tournament, trying to kill essentially two birds with one stone at the same time there? Or what other ways have you been able to scout out Coldwater?
I've actually spoke with the Dexter coach, got some film from him. I also still have, from when I played at Jackson McChristie, some friends in the Marshall area who have played Coldwater, so they gave me a scouting report also.
So based on what you have been able to read up on and look at, your impressions of this year's Cardinals?
Big, and like to get it down low and really pound you underneath.
Key for victory, to pick up the first victory of the season tonight here at Coldwater?
I think we have to execute our offense, and we'll go with three. Take care of the basketball, and I think we have to just play as a team and do what we do best, and that's play hard and rebound and play defense.
Scott Norke, head coach of the Tecumseh Indians, thank you for your time. Good luck tonight, and hope you and the boys have a safe trip back to Tecumseh tonight.
Thanks a lot. You have a good one, too.
After the break, we check in with Coldwater head coach Brian Kelly. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. We're checking in with boys varsity basketball coach Brian Kelly. It's a pregame conversation brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Last Friday, in the postgame conversation following the Battle Creek Central game, you talked about how satisfied you were with the team's overall effort, despite the 20-point loss, 67-47.
Yeah, I thought we did some nice things. We played hard right from the opening tip. I thought we turned the ball over a little early in the game. Well, once we, I think, settled down and realized that we could maybe attack the press a little bit or spread the floor, I thought the kids played pretty well. It was a three-point game from basically the end of the first quarter to the rest of the game. And, that first quarter kind of got to us. But for the most part, I thought our kids played really extremely hard. And, you know, we actually knocked down shots even, and we were aggressive. And that's the key to us right now is we just got to start knocking down shots and, you know, continue to be aggressive on the offensive end of the floor.
And all of this was happening while the Cardinals were essentially playing more like the Bearcats tempo, although it seemed a little bit slower than what the Bearcats probably would prefer to run.
Yeah, we didn't want to play at their pace. You know, they're very athletic, and Greg Williams is a heck of a coach up there at Battle Creek Central, and he's got those kids playing hard. You know, they've got one loss on the year. And, you know, for us to be able to play at their pace would have been not good for us. They play 14, 15 kids, and they just keep them coming in waves. And, you know, we're just not that deep right now with all the underclassmen. And we're just not as athletic on the basketball court as they are. So, yeah, that was not a goal we wanted to do. We did want to push and attack at times, but not to get into just an up-and-down floor, you know, running-the-floor type game. That would have not served us very well at all.
Well, the Cardinals are entering an interesting part of the season, five games being played over 2 weeks. That fifth game was the makeup game against Bronson that was added on. They finalized all the details yesterday, and that game is being moved to Coldwater. So the first game of that five-game stretch, it's tonight against Tecumseh, a team that's looking for their first win of the season. And in many ways, after talking to their head coach, they're kind of in the same boat as the Cardinals are.
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to scout them a little bit. You know, they play extremely hard. Scott, their head coach over there, does a nice job with them. I've seen them a couple times. They look extremely physical, and they'll come to play tonight. And we need to match that intensity. And, you know, being in our gym, our home court, we got to come out with a little passion tonight if we want to try and get this win and keep them from getting their first.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, thank you for your time tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you after a W.
That'd be great.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2011 Jeep Liberty 4x4 V6 for just $226 a month? Looking for a lower-cost ride with lots of room? Mobilia has a 2010 Dodge Journey 7-passenger SUV, just $172 per month. A nice 2008 Chrysler Town & Country van with DVD and leather seats, just $215 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Donner, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson now joined by Coldwater JV boys coach Quinn Berry. My gosh, that was a heck of a game.
It sure was. That baby was the most physical game I think I've ever coached both ways. You know, I mean, just both teams just playing hard. They're very physical. They're very strong, and our kids hung right in there. And, well, we got a W at the end, so fun game.
65-61 was the final score. Coldwater getting the win in overtime, outscoring the Indians 10-6. It's behind 27 points from Nate Waterbury and 26 from Colin Warner.
Yeah,
if they hadn't gotten on their respective hot streaks, who knows what we'd be talking about with this game.
Well, but you got to give a lot of credit to their teammates who set all those screens for them out there. Our offense is set up around setting screens for those guards out there, and great job by Akers and Dudak and Brayton Repka setting those high screens. We got a lot of pick and rolls, and we were lucky that we just knocked down some shots when we had to. And can't say enough about the job Brendan Spangler and Austin Krasminski did on the boards all night long. And both those guys had a tough job in guarding 44 on Tecumseh's team. He's a player, and those two did just an awesome job guarding him all night long.
Austin Krasminski, no points, but he led the way on the rebounding side of things with six. Brendan Spangler, your third leading scorer on the night, he had eight. He also had four rebounds. Meanwhile, for Tecumseh, Zach Watkins, who started the season on the varsity but was moved down to the JV to give him a little more seasoning, he led the Indians with 20 points and 9 rebounds. Jamin Glover had 12, and the player number 44 you're talking about, Tommy Mammel, had 11 points, 5 boards.
Yeah, Mammel's been averaging about 19 points a game, so I was real happy we held him to 11 points.
We will go ahead and take this two-minute break and be back with the starting lineups for the varsity contest between Coldwater and Tecumseh. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's varsity boys basketball game from here at Coldwater High School between the Cardinals and the Tecumseh Indians. For the visiting Indians, 0-7 under first-year head coach Scott Norkey. In the backcourt will be Jimmy Terry, a junior, and then Van Adder, a senior. Up front, Jeff Arnett, a junior. Noah Willett, a sophomore, and the team's leading scorer. Doug Sheets, a junior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 1-7 overall under head coach Brian Kelly. Same starting lineup he's gone with the past couple of nights. The three guards in the backcourt will be Scout Case, a 5'6 senior. Grant Maurer, a 6-foot senior. Luke Stempion, a 6'1 senior. Up front, Ryan Mock, 6'3 senior. Logan Taggart, 6'4 junior. Once we get underway, Coldwater will move from left to right across your radio dial in their home whites with the red numerals and trim. Tecumseh in their road black jerseys with the orange numerals and white trim.
I look for this to be a pretty tough game. They come out of a tough conference over there, you know, playing the Ann Arbor schools. They play Saline. They play Ypsilanti. You know, so these guys are used very similar to what we do in our SMAC conference. They play tough competition night in and night out.
Noah Willett for Tecumseh and Luke Stempion for Coldwater will jump at center circle. Ball is in the air and it's slapped in the backcourt to our right to the Tecumseh Indians. And here we go, Jimmy Terry with the ball. He'll swing it to the left wing. Noah Willett on the left side finds Doug Sheets. get it back outside. Dribble drive by Van Adder comes back outside to the right wing. 20 seconds in, Tecumseh with the ball. Here's a run on the curl, stop inside the free throw line by Will Lett, and he scores.
Nice little drive off the hard screen.
Cardinals were their first offensive series of the night, trailing 2-0, 7-17 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Stampy into Scout Case to Mock on the left wing. Double team, get it out to Logan Taggart. Long two from 17, finds a nice roll and gets in. We're tied at two. Counting down to 7 minutes left in the first quarter.
Well, offensively, both teams come out, ran their offense through pretty good, was real patient. Both teams scored off it.
Tecumseh ball, it's a 2-2 tie. The Indians looking for their first win of the season, the Cardinals for their second. Noah Willett defended well on the man-to-man D by Luke Stampion, finding Ben Van Adder, hop step to the free throw line, just inside, it's short, and the ball knocked away underneath by Tecumseh. Coldwater will get it. Tecumseh's setting up in a diamond press. Mock inbounds to Case, trapped deep in the back left corner of the backcourt, finds a streaking Luke Stampion. Oh, offensive foul, taking the charge is Doug Sheets for Tecumseh. That's the first foul of the game against the Cardinals. Well, first foul of the game, period.
Not a real popular call with Coach Kelly or with me, but we've seen a lot of that tonight. So, anyway, here we go, 2-2.
I was going to say, in that JV game, the fans were most active getting on the referees.
Well,
more so than in any other game, maybe the past couple, three years. The shot rolls off the hoop from five for Jimmy Terry. Here come the Cardinals. Stempion to a streaking Mock. Cut off at the right corner. Now back to Stempion. 2-2 tie. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Maurer sideline left with the ball. 15 feet away.
Just switched into a zone here, Sean.
Case feeds Mock inside. Loose ball. How about that? Smallest guy on the court, Scout Case, tying up the tallest guy for Tecumseh, Noah Willett. We don't have heights listed for the Indians, but I would say Willett's a good, what, 6'2", 6'3", maybe?
Well, they're about the same size, right across the 6'2", 6'3", other than maybe 22 out there might be 6'1", but we match up pretty good.
Tecumseh ball on the alternate possession arrow following that adventurous tie-up. They have the ball to our left. Willett to the left wing. Pump fake by Terry. Tecumseh well defended. The loft inside off of Arnett's hands. The ball tipped several times. Mock came up with it. Here comes Grant Maurer for the Cardinals. 2-2 tie. Maurer saves it to Case. Now back to Maurer. Right corner. Launches a triple. Whistle and a foul. Was it underneath the bucket or was it on Maurer's
the shot,
triple?
I believe, 45 with a push.
That is going to be his first. And it wound up being not on the shot, so the Cardinals just get it out of bounds. First foul whistle against Tecumseh. 2-2 tie, 5:13 left to play in the quarter. Here's Grant Maurer splitting the defense on the elbow and going to the cup and scoring. Cardinals with the first lead of the night, 4-2.
Good play off the out of bounds.
Terry moving off the screen, get it up top to Arnett. Looking inside for Sheets, it's taken away by Coldwater. Maurer swinging to Mock on the left wing. Tecumseh's 2-3 zone. I think maybe they knew a little bit something about the Cardinals having trouble with the zone defense.
Yeah, Cardinals have struggled shooting the ball all year.
Stampion inside to Maurer, hop step. He's too far underneath the bucket. The ball was knocked away by the Tecumseh defenders who were surrounding Grant. Cardinal ball, 4:33 left in the first quarter. They lead 4-2. The inbound went through Logan Taggart's legs. He tries to pick it up, but he was out of bounds. Whoops.
Well, just didn't handle the initial pass, just never got the ball in his hands there. He had the man pinned right where he wanted him.
Silas Rubitaro and Josh Arbini checking in for Tecumseh. They are both juniors. There's only two seniors in the entire Tecumseh lineup. So they're young. The Cardinals showing some youth as Luke Beckhusen, the 5'10 sophomore quarterback of the football team, comes into the Coldwater lineup. Tecumseh ball trailing 4-2. Ball's on the left wing. Comes back out to Jimmy Terry on the right wing. Willette up top to Rebitaro. Now Willette moving off the screen to the free throw line. Kick at the ball out. The shot was blocked for Terry. Hits the side of the backboard. Tecumseh gets it back. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. It's Coldwater leading 4-2. Here's a dribble drive by Jimmy Terry. The floater's good. Tied up at fours, and the Indians are pressing. Luke Stempien is fouled just past half court. Arnett going over his back. As the Cardinals were breaking the press, Arnett's first foul is the team's second. Cardinal ball in front of the scorer's table. A 4-4 tie. Stempien to Beckhusen, and he's between the circles. Comes to Grant Maurer, trying to back his way down at the elbow, get it out to Stempien, moving to the blocks. Now Beckhusen inside, comes back out to Stempien. Stempien to the free throw line, kick the ball out to Mock, penetrating his shot from 15 short. Second chance rebound is blocked by Willette. How about a third chance? No, hits the ball on the backboard, but Stempien's there, and he's blocked from behind. Unfortunately, it looks like Willette got a little bit of arm in that block as well. Stempien to the line.
Coach Kelly got to be happy with that offensive rebound, as the Cardinals had about four or five looks, at good looks at the basket there. Got a couple blocked.
First of two from Luke Stempien is good. Nate Coffin and Phil Carey come into the Tecumseh lineup. Coffin is a junior and Phil Carey a senior.
Luke trying to get that free throw percentage up at 58% now.
It's 50. Making a miss, making it 5-4 Coldwater. 3:10 left to play in the quarter. Here comes Tecumseh. Willette on the left wing. A double team came out on him briefly. Kicked the ball to the left wing. Rebitaro trying to dribble drive left side. Whistle on a Coldwater foul. Ryan Mock picking up the foul.
Ryan there with a little reach around. Makes it easy for the official to make that call.
Somewhere I lost track of who's got the fouls. I have Tecumseh with three and Coldwater with two. But
they gave Scout Case a foul on that jump ball. We thought it was a jump ball. They ended up giving Scout Case a foul there. I don't know how, but they did.
While we were trying to get that all figured out, Tecumseh scores to take the lead. 6-5, the runner by Silas Rebitaro. Here come the Cardinals running in transition. Bank shot doesn't go in for Luke Stempien. Whistle and a foul as Josh Arbini hits the deck. It's going to be Arbini with a foul.
Luke going to go to the line for two more here. We need to have a good free throw shooting night here, Sean.
They take a look at that score sheet, and the Cardinals as a team not doing that well.
No, it's been a little bit of an Achilles heel, shooting 52% as a team. At this level, that's not very good. We stay right there as Luke splits another pair.
It's a 6-6 tie. Here comes Tecumseh quickly down the other end of the floor. Coffin swing the ball around to the left wing to Willette. He moves to the top of the key with Stempien guarding him. Now to Rebitaro. Mock picks him up. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. Rebitaro moves to his left. Mock keeps up to him to his right. Trying to throw the ball back to Carey. It was knocked away by Maurer. The Indians will get the ball out of bounds in front of Coldwater assistant coach Doug Taggart. Rebitaro underhand pitch to Nate Coffin. He's between the circles with Beckhusen picking him up. It's a 6-6 tie. We're under 2 minutes left to play in the quarter. Ball comes back to Rebitaro. Now Carey on the right elbow. Back to Rebitaro. Dribble drive cut off by Beck Husen. Pass looking for Coffin, stolen by Luke Beck Husen. Layup, good, and the Cardinals take the lead. 8-6, a minute 35 left in the quarter.
That's good to see Luke use that quickness out there on the perimeter. Made a great steal. Easy layup.
Carey gives the ball to Ouellette, attacking the weak side, and banks it in. Remember this guy, Noah Ouellette, about 6'3". He's just a sophomore. He should be a pretty good one for the Indians. A couple of years, for a couple of years yet to come is what I was trying to say. The Cardinals inexplicably threw the ball away.
Well,
who were they looking for?
Luke Beckhues made a great pass to Maurer, and Maurer, he acted like there was somebody right beside him or something. He went to catch it, and then he just pulled his hands back. It was a perfect pass.
Oh, Tecumseh with a gift wrap possession off the miscue by the Cardinals. Well, let shot blocked underneath. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Ball down at half court. Mock and Ouellette wrestling each other at midcourt. 2 points on the takedown. It's going to be Coldwater ball on the alternate possession arrow. Thinking about the home wrestling meet that Coldwater's finally going to get next Monday.
Been a lot of contact out there on that floor tonight.
Well, if we're talking about your JV game, yes.
And this game, too.
Oh, we still have 45 seconds left in the first quarter and the other three quarters yet to go. How about that wiener by Luke Stempien? Overshot and it rolled out of bounds over the backboard. It remains an 8-8 stalemate, 40.8 seconds left to play in the first quarter.
Not a real fast-paced game here. Both teams, tough defense, running their plays through.
Indians with the ball. Rabataro cut off, get the ball to the left elbow. The shot by Coffin doesn't go in. There's a whistle and a Tecumseh foul.
Looks like Phil Carey got his first foul for Tecumseh, number 35.
Five team fouls up on the board for Tecumseh, three for Coldwater. Cardinals with a chance to take the lead at the end of the quarter. 10 seconds left in it. Luke Beckhusen with the ball. Being picked up by Coffin, now moving to the right corner as Beckhusen trying to get it inside to Taggart. Off of his hands, taken by Ouellette. His half-court shot about a foot short at the buzzer. 8-8 tie after one. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard. The JV boys basketball game between Quincy and Bronson goes the way of the host Orioles, 65-31. Big Branch County matchup that we'll be keeping our eye on over the course of the night. Tecumseh ball here at Coldwater High School to start the second quarter. Varsity boys basketball. 8-8 tie, not for long. Three-pointer drained by Ben Van Adder, who checked in during the break. Tecumseh leads 11-8. The Indians are pressing. The Cardinals able to break it. Here comes Grant Mowers. He's got numbers. It's blocked from behind by a trailing Noah Ouellette. Coldwater ball.
Coach Kelly yelling out the play there, zone two.
Which will become evident for the Coldwater fans that watch the rebroadcast next Friday on CCS TV. Stempien blocked from behind cleanly We'll try this again. Only 3 seconds coming off the scoreboard clock there. 7:37 left in the half. Three-pointer.
Grant Lauer.
Is it a three-pointer or a long two?
Long two, I think.
Yeah, they gave him just two.
That's all right. Nice shot there by Grant.
11-10 Tecumseh. The Cardinals are throwing out a press. The Indians are able to break it. Whoops. Bad pass. Jeff Barnett. Ball slapped away by Ryan Hadley, who checked in during the timeout. Ball on the ground. Picked up by Beckhusen. Beckhusen one-on-two. Break. The head coach of the Indians, Scott Norke, calling for an offensive foul. He's not going to get it. The Indians wind up getting the ball after the shot was missed by Luke Beckhusen. Settle things down a little bit. 6:55 left to play in the half. 11-10 Tecumseh. Rabataro, nice shot from the free throw line, extended right side. The Indians add to the lead, 13-10. Cardinals able to break the press. Layup good from Ryan Hadley, who checked in off the pass from Blaze Watson as the press was being broken.
Great pass there. Nice little bounce pass by Blaze. Led him perfect.
Blaze, a 6'1 junior. Hadley, a 6'3 senior. Among the new faces in the Coldwater lineup. As the second quarter got underway, Jeff Barnett cut off by a double team for Tecumseh. The ball comes back out up top. Shot for three, rolls off the hoop, rebounded by Blaze Watson. Here he comes. Slow things up just behind the half-court line to Beckhusen, and now Maurer with the ball on the right corner. 13-12 Indians, 6:02 left to play in the first half. Luke Stempien cut off, lost the ball to Maurer on the right wing. Now to Beckhusen, launches a triple from the right corner. It's short. Hadley with a strong rebound. He's triple-teamed, trying to get it back outside. Got the ball back. Now Luke Stempien with it. Get it back to Hadley. Three-pointer. It's just short. Ball down on the ground, picked up by Arnett for the Tecumseh Indians.
Couple good looks there for the Cardinals. Just didn't knock them down.
13-12 Tecumseh with 5:32 left to play in the first half. Silas Rabataro taking it himself, left side, whistle, and a blocking foul. His bodies fall all over the place. Fortunately, no one took out the Cardinal Spirit team in the process. Ryan Hadley for Coldwater with his first foul, team fourth. A shooting foul sends Silas Rabataro to the free throw line. First trip to the stripe for the Indians tonight.
Defensively, we're supposed to turn everybody to the inside. Blaze let his man beat him baseline, and what happens there is you usually get the foul or your help man gets the foul, and that's what happened in that situation.
Rabataro drained the first foul, and before the second shot from the free throw line, we got some discussion going on. You have any idea what the referees were talking about?
Not a clue.
Now Rabataro giving the ball, and he finishes the back end of that trip to the free throw line, 15-12. Quickly, the ball the other end of the floor. Beckhusen trip, Maurer to Hadley.
He walked with the ball.
Well, the official on the far side took about 2 seconds to finally make that call. Well, you saw it before.
Before he did, I think.
Well, he may have saw it, but his arms are maybe a little bit frozen. Game time temperature outside was about 3 degrees above zero. So the Alberta Clipper is moving into the Midwest again. 15-12, Tecumseh leading Coldwater. Just under 5 minutes left to play in the half. Ryan Mock getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Here's Terry. Moving to the right corner, and he gives it to Rabataro, who drains a triple.
Good-looking shot there for the young man. Nice, rose up pretty nice on that jump shot.
8-point lead for Tecumseh, 18-12. Here comes Blaze Watson, clogged up by a double team on the right baseline. Throws the ball back outside. Unfortunately, Rabataro was there to pick the ball up for Tecumseh.
Again, a lot of unforced turnovers here for the Cardinals. Having trouble generating any offense.
Terry with the ball up top to Ouellette. It's been kept in check so far by the Coldwater D. Here's a dribble drive. Shot by Van Adder blocked. He gets the ball back, and he splits the defense and scores. It's a strong move there by Ben Van Adder. Blocked by Blaze Watson from 10. He gets the ball back, and gets the easy layup, and Brian Kelly, he's seen enough. 30-second timeout, 3:56 left in the half, 20-12 Tecumseh. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Chance for Coldwater to settle things down a little bit. They find themselves down 8, 20-12 to Tecumseh, 3:56 left to play in the second quarter.
Just not handling the ball real well right now. Another turnover.
Hadley lofting the ball inside. It ricocheted off of the intended recipient and out of bounds back to Tecumseh.
Good cut there by Ryan Hadley, by Ryan Mock, and a decent pass by Hadley, and we just didn't handle it to finish.
Doug Sheets comes in for Tecumseh. Meanwhile, Mock and Taggart back in for Coldwater. See Maurer taking a seat, as well as Blaze Watson. Half-court trap. Hadley and Beckhusen trying to steal the ball. Tecumseh able to get out of that mess. A drive down the middle of the lane goes out of bounds off of Coldwater. The Indians will get it. 3:36 left to play in the half. They lead 20-12. Jimmy Terry to inbound the ball. And he finds an open Repertaro from the left corner who drains a triple. Left wide open, and that's his second triple of the game. 23-12. 11-point lead for Tecumseh.
Repertaro having a big second quarter here.
Meanwhile, Ryan Hadley, not sure what happened.
He called timeout.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Final 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here. There's 3:20 left to play in the half. 23-12 gives time for Coldwater to bring in Michael Magos.
He's gonna flip all five of them. I think he's gonna.
Right. I think we also saw Scout Case check in. Morgan Sims and Zach Demeester.
Butler.
If I didn't mention him already, Jordan Butler will get that all clarified once the team breaks the huddle. 3:20 left to play in the half, 23-12. Coldwater trails Tecumseh by 11. See what if the second unit can do any better here.
Well, you know, just not getting a whole lot of production right now out of that first unit. And the coach is just trying to come up with some solutions, and it doesn't seem to be any right now.
So it's Case, Magos, Sims, Butler, and Demeester, the five on the floor for Coldwater. Demeester, left wing, getting the ball to Sims. Now back outside, comes around to Case. Swing the ball back to Magos on the left wing. 3:03 left to play in the half. It's 23-12. Tecumseh leading Coldwater. Demeester splitting the double team on the wing left side.
Good hustle there by the Cardinals.
Finger roller didn't go in, but Butler was there for the rebound. The Cardinals retained possession. Demeester to Case. Get it to Magos on the right wing. Moving to his left. Bounce pass back to Case on the corner. Double team came out on Case. Whistle and a Tecumseh foul. Salas Rebataro picking up his first foul. Sixth foul against Tecumseh. Van Adder coming to the bench, and Josh Albini coming in for Tecumseh. Cardinals trail by 11, 23-12, 2:34 left to play in the half. Morgan Sims in trouble, was able to slap the ball off of Doug Sheets. The ball goes back to Coldwater underneath their bucket.
Cardinals just struggling to get a good look. When we do get a good look, we're not ready for it. Michael Magos is a good shooter. He's got to be ready to make those
Magos
shots.
To Case on the left corner for three.
Good look. Good pass from Magos as he penetrated the zone. Kick out. Scout Case knocked it down. Good job by those two.
8-point Tecumseh lead right now, 23-15, 2:10 left to play in the half. Rabataro, top of the key, getting it to Terry on the left wing. Now back to Rabataro. He's on top, moves to his left under, hands it to Nate Coffin. Holds the ball up, moving off of a screen, get the ball to the right wing to Terry. He'll hang on to the ball a little bit, and Scott Norkey almost to the Coldwater bench as he's screaming for a timeout. Tecumseh's going to get it with a minute 49 left in the half, 23-15. Indians, it's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike's side. Sean Delaney back in the WTVB studio. And Zach Boyce up the CCS TV camera for the upcoming rebroadcast on cable access. 23-15, Tecumseh leading at Coldwater coming out of the minute and a half, 30-second timeout, as you called it, during the break.
Yeah. A little confusion, I'm not sure why, amongst the officials. He made a good 30-second call.
Doug Sheets rejected underneath the Tecumseh bucket. Here come the Cardinals. Case bounce pass to Morgan Sims. Now it comes back between the circles. Michael Magos to reset. Cardinals trail by 8. Magos is looking and finds Sims, who comes out on the right corner, launches a triple, bounces off the rim, no good. DeMeester's there with a rebound. He's triple team block, fouled.
Zach DeMeester working hard under the board, got a good offensive rebound, foul on the putback.
For Tecumseh, Josh Arbini picks up his second foul, team 7, but on the shooting foul, DeMeester is going to go up for 2. The clock is stopped with a minute 18 left to play in the half. See if the Cardinals can cut the lead down to 6. So far, so good. DeMeester drains the first one as Noel Willett comes back into the Indian lineup. Arbini to the bench.
This group here kind of cutting into that lead. Outscoring Tecumseh 4-0 since they came in the game.
Miss on the second one. Flying in for the rebound was
Jordan Butler,
but he had it ripped away.
That was a good job by Jordan. Just didn't quite come down with it.
23-16. Tecumseh leads by 7. They have the ball. So we count down to a minute left to play in the half. Cut off was Coffin trying to get the ball back outside. Ball stolen by the Cardinals. Sims to a streaking Michael Magos. Offensive foul against Magos, and taking the charge was Jimmy Terry. I thought his feet were moving too.
Yeah, it's that's too bad. Michael made a pretty good strong move there, and just I'd rather see that though than not. So he probably should have stayed on the outside there, and then he could have kicked it to DeMeester if he had to.
Well, Tecumseh gets the ball back. They have it in the front court. Dribble drive left baseline. Silas Rabataro. I think he was blocked, and he was straddling out of bounds as he got the ball back.
Good box out there by Zach DeMeester.
Sims inbounds to DeMeester. Now it comes back to Sims across the case to Magos. Cut off the left wing. He launches a triple. Rolls off the back of the hoop. Flying in for the rebound is Noah Willett for Tecumseh. They lead by 7, 23-16. They're shaping up to play for the final shot of the half. Jimmy Terry is on the outer edge of the half-court circle. 11 seconds and counting left to play in the half.
Moving screen. He got it. The official called it.
Doug Sheets for Tecumseh with his second foul, team 8. The Cardinals will play for the final shot of the half. They'll get the ball out of bounds. Here comes Michael Magels after the handoff from Scout Case. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, trying to get it off the screen. Case for three.
Oh.
Hits the top of the backboard at the buzzer. 23-16, Tecumseh leading Coldwater after one half of play. The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this three-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School. The Tecumseh Indians, though, currently leading the Coldwater Cardinals 23-16. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 200 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tippetts Plaza in Coldwater. You can call them at 278-6960. That alert was a score from the end of the first quarter of the Quincy Bronson varsity boys basketball game. Quincy leading Bronson 17-6 as we do a quick check of the WTVB scoreboard there.
Quincy, pretty strong ball club. They gave Homer, who's undefeated, all they could ask for the other night. The Homer boys, a very fine basketball team. And I think Quincy ended up only getting beat by 4 or 6 points and they led throughout that game. So Quincy, a good ball club. Bronson down a little bit. We'll get a chance to see them next Wednesday night.
Yes, we will in a rescheduled game. 23-16, Tecumseh leading Coldwater here, and here's how they have scored up to this point. Silas Rabataro leading all scorers with 14. Ben Van Adder with 5, and Noah Ouellette with 4, although I think I put down Jimmy Terry with 2 and Silas Rabataro with 12. Regardless of how it's distributed, that's 23 points up there on the board for Tecumseh. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen with two, Scout Case with a triple, Grant Maurer with four, Ryan Hadley with two, Luke Stempien with two, Zach DeMeester with a free throw, and Logan Taggart with two. 16 points for the Cardinals once you get all that tallied up. 8-8 tie after one quarter. Second quarter went to Tecumseh, 15-8. Shooting percentages, the Indians 9 of 16 from the field, 56.3%, 3 of 4 from downtown, 75%. Two of those triples from Rebotaro and one from Van Adder. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Coldwater, 6 of 21 shooting, so they took 5 more shots than Tecumseh did and made 3 fewer of them. That's 28.6% if you're figuring the math in your head. 1 of 5 from the 3-point line. That was a 3-pointer by Scout Case. 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Cardinals out-rebounding the Indians currently, 14-10. Turnovers, 3 for Coldwater, 1 for Tecumseh. The Indians outscoring Coldwater 8-0 as a result.
Well, one thing I think, you know, I don't want to make fun of the people that are doing the stats, but the Cardinals have definitely turned the ball over more than 3 times in that first half. But again, there's some shooting woes. We place good, hard, solid defense. We do a pretty good job on the boards all night long, but we just can't knock down the shots. And our three-point shooting needs to get better. There's definitely we need to find somebody who can knock down some threes out there to open up the inside. But the Cardinals are just kind of in a lull right now, shooting the basketball again. Again, 3 for 6 from the line, 50%. Just about what they've been doing all season, Sean. It's not a whole lot different than what we've seen. You know, I thought the Cardinals really would come out and play well tonight. I thought they played good for 3 quarters against Battle Creek Central the other night, almost 3.5 quarters after that first 4 or 5 minutes at Battle Creek Central. But, again, just have not finished at the backboard.
Let's take a look at some of the other action going on. It's a non-conference night for teams in the SMAC that are playing tonight. Biggest game around would probably have to be up at the Battle Creek Central Fieldhouse. The Bearcats hosting their old foes, the Benton Harbor Tigers. We'll see if we can get some scoring updates over the course of the evening. Go Lake is hosting Hudsonville, Harbor Creek at St. Joseph, Marshall at Charlotte, White Pigeon at Sturgis. That's all on the boys' side. Girls' side, we have not heard a score yet from Coldwater at Adrian. If you happen to know someone that's out there at Adrian, tell them to post a scoring update to our Facebook page and let us know so that we can let everybody else know. Battle Creek Central travels to Benton Harbor. Gull Lake at Mattawan, Climax Scotts girls at Harper Creek, Portage Northern at Lakeview, Charlotte at Marshall, Sturgis at Centerville. In addition to the Bronson Quincy boys basketball matchup, and girls hoops, Quincy at Concord, Union City is at Homer, and across the way in the other gym in gymnastics, Coldwater is hosting Adrian.
It's a full gym tonight. I didn't realize there was a gymnastics meet tonight, and I thought, wow, what are all these cards here for? But Lady maybe, Cardinals, that'd be kind of nice. See them, they've been doing pretty well.
You wonder,
for Coach
Nichols. I was going to say, you wonder why the spring floor was set out, possibly impeding a potential practice.
Oh.
That's why they have to get the floor set out the night before me.
We quite often have to help them, so, which is fine with me. You know, it's nice of them. They do have another practice facility, so we don't have to share with them, but anyway, that's
their regular practice facility is the old kitchen shop in the Fairfield Plaza.
Yeah, the old kitchen shop over there. And I do have a JV score from the girls. The girls JVs won 61-19.
Well, that's Coldwater JV girls beating the Adrian JV girls 61-19.
And probably came from Lisa Guzzi, I'll bet you. And I'll see. I'll send her a note here to give me a varsity score.
We'll see if we can touch base with her via text over the course of the next few minutes. 23-16, Coldwater trailing Tecumseh by 7. Second half coming up in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Takanja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Takanja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.